My name is Deborah Williams and I write the Music Bendigedic blog, and I'm with the guys from the Nook of the North. So I don't know if you guys want to introduce yourselves.
Sam.
My name is Alan.
Joe.
Tom.
So how did you guys start out?
We went to uni together, all in music technology, and kind of tried to form various bands throughout uni. And I got bored, so just ended up in a band together.
We all tried little things, like me and Joe tried this little like guitar, like I played electric, he played like...
Oh yeah!
So we were trying to do something
else. Yeah, it didn't work that well.
I mean, Sam going to join this other band, this autumnal band, hosted, like we saw someone's flyer, we went to go for it, we saw he was like really old, so we were like, oh, let me just start our own band.
It's not a particularly exciting story.
No,
it's...
Me and Tosh.
We've all played together in different ways.
Lots of crap and then some
and then a few little nuggets of gold. Yeah.
Johnny Foreigner aren't a bad band to rip off.
True.
If you're gonna rip anybody. What kind of other stuff are you guys into then?
A few bands, mainly bands that actually Sam got me into, because I like old music, I like all the old stuff.
We're quite
singer-songwriters and stuff. You say I'm quite naff.
No, we are quite naff.
Oh yeah, we're quite naff. Yeah. Sam's the modern one, Sam's the one with contemporary sort of taste in music, but it sort of just works out nicely. We're all into different things.
I think like everyone coming from sort of like a different avenue, sort of it creates more sort of diversity in music, and
we get bored easily as well, so that's why the set is so varied, I guess.
And the fun thing is, like, we kind of, when we write, it's like different people take a lead for like different songs, so you'll see more of one person's influence on a certain song, like when someone else is not, you know, being a bit more quiet, taking the back seat, so you know, that's what colours into it, I think.
I mean, it's like quite obvious your kind of ambition as a band.
I think if we didn't experiment, we wouldn't get the sort of results that we come out with.
I think what's quite nice about the writing process with us as well is that none of us really practice a lot. We went through a brief period, I think it's safe to say we didn't really play an instrument properly until we started doing it. Like we played on and off through the years as most people do, but we didn't play seriously until we all got together. So it's sort of been nice to say, so developing around each other.
Yeah, we've kind of grown together.
It's been a massive sort of learning curve, hasn't it?
Do you guys feel like you've kind of progressed a lot lately?
The stuff we've been writing recently, I think, is a marked, not necessarily an improvement, but I think it's matured a lot. We had lots of ideas when we started, and it was just sort of cobbling together ideas that existed for a while. And now we're kind of to the point where we just write the stuff around each other. So the music fits better now, so I think it comes across a bit more mature than when we started.
I think the like, when we first started, it was kind of make some noise in a practice room, and we can use that bit. And like, obviously, like you said, we've got kind of grown together as musicians.
Yeah, we originally made some of the first songs, like, in the DAW. Yeah, we kind of built them, you know, visually. A lot of the stuff we make now, it's all just live, just like
natural.
Yeah, it's
organic.
Yeah.
We go in expecting to do one thing and kind of end up with just a completely different song, which is good.
So you guys are based kind of around the place these days, but you guys play a lot in Bristol?
We all live there for like the last 6 months. But yeah, no, we play regularly. And like we do Swansea as well, every couple of months, and then Cardiff.
How do the scenes compare?
It's interesting, because we have to tailor the sets in the cities we play. Bristol, which is the mathy, more electronic scene, because they're very big on the electronic music. From what I've experienced up in Bristol anyway, we tend to do more of the electronic stuff, something that's a bit more off the wall, I guess, because the crowds up there seem to want to hear And Swansea, then we tend to play all the heavier stuff just because that scene exists and people sort of appreciate it, I think, more in Swansea than they do elsewhere. The majority of other cities we play. And Cardiff, then, it's lovely to come back to Cardiff because it's sort of it's the band's hometown. So we do whatever the hell we want in Cardiff, which is nice. You know,
whatever we do always seems to go down well here as well. So like we could do more heavier stuff.
I shouldn't have said that. The gig tonight's going to be terribly. Everyone will be booing.
No, people enjoy, like, if we do the heavier stuff here, but they also enjoy the softer stuff. They enjoy the more sporadic stuff. They like everything. It's like,
A lot of the gigs that seem to kind of get put on here, especially with like the Jealous Lovers Club stuff being quite rocky, a lot of the bands that they put on. And you guys kind of fit into some aspects of that, quite ambition that you guys kind of play with. Do you think that's got kind of anything to do with the kind of...
Yeah, it comes back to the whole taste of music thing, because we get put on odd bills sometimes. We do get put on very odd bills. Odd bills that we wouldn't expect, bills that we wouldn't necessarily sort of elect to go on just because of the style of the other.
Yeah.
Well, we played a Doomtown gig up in Bristol. No, it was brilliant. It really was a good gig. But it was with lots of sort of punk and heavier bands, you know, bands that we wouldn't necessarily associate our style of music. But it was really nice. We seemed to fit. They still enjoyed
well
it.
With yeah. It. Yeah. We seem to touch genres out of boredom or like experimenting. But then people take those touches as like, oh, that's the genre they are. So we get funny spills as if we're a math band. So if we do a little section of math in the set, stuff like that. But it's good because I think that, it attracts a wider fan base, yeah. And people don't get bored. Mm. Yeah. We don't get bored.
Yeah. It's nice not to sit in like a standard genre as well. I don't know, it feels more unique and it feels more personal to be doing your own thing without. It sounds really weird to say, but it does feel good not to have it labelled.
You guys were pretty bloody awesome at Oxjam, but you nearly didn't play.
So we kind of, as we often do, we had to, because we work just kind of jobs to make some money. So we were working until kind of as close as we could to the gig. And we left and we had like 2-3 hours to get there, and we were really happy. And it was me and Tom in the car. And like we pulled off the M4 near the hospital, and then Tom's, I don't know, did it like snap or something.
Put the clutch down and didn't come back up.
Yeah, we ended up like sat there for like 40 minutes, and like we were due on at 6, and it was like 5:30, and like Alan towed us, and then like Oxjam were incredible about it. We had like Joe as like our emergency contact, like talking to him, and we got picked up by a lovely person called Emily, who saved us.
So the organiser on the stage, no, she really did, she saved the whole evening for us.
Bundled in the venue. We're playing within 10 minutes. But it almost didn't happen. It made the gigs better. This could have gone so much worse.
Yeah. I think it made us appreciate, too, the fact we were actually playing for once, you know. Because it's like, oh, we could very much not be playing.
Close call. Definitely wasn't. You know, Oxjam was great fun.
Yeah, it was really good this year.
It was a nice crowd. Really, really, really nice crowd. They were receptive. The other bands that were on the line, we played with. I think we played with all of them before, actually.
Awards, Echo the Always, Tree of Wolves. HMS Morris was on before us, but we were
too busy.
We didn't that whole debacle.
I thought it was an amazing showcase of like the Cardiff scene. Like, mad to see.
It's vibrant at the moment, which is nice. There's so much going on. And there's a lot of quality as well. It's not just lots of just bands, it's just lots of very good bands that exist.
And it's a genuine people as well.
Yeah, and the kid goes as well, like, they shouldn't be overlooked because they're the ones that make the scene go tick over. And there's a very good local scene in Cardiff, which I think is something that we couldn't have done without.
What kind of future plans have you guys got?
We need to record some stuff. Don't know what we're going to do yet.
How are you guys thinking of recording it?
Most of the stuff we've done before has been pretty DIY. We've done the majority of it ourselves, other than just input from Leon Robinson, who recorded the drums for Sweet Jubilee. It was Sweet Jubilee, Good Keeper. We did a superb job, but like all the guitars and everything, like that vocals, we all tracked ourselves. So it'd be interesting to see what we do now with this, actually, is whether we are going to do the DIY thing, because it's stressful, or whether we get other people involved, because it's good fun getting involved. Like, there's so many talented people out there, and Cardiff is such a good city for performing arts and recording and engineering and all that sort of side of things. It'd be nice to get some.
Yeah, nice to get perspective involved. Because we spend so much time writing and then perfecting and then getting practice for things, and then the recording begins, and then the mixing, and then the mastering, and it's such a it's a very intensive experience.
Yeah, it goes down to like all our individual sort of influences as well, because of that. Like, we all have different visions on where we want something to go, so if we have someone else just channel it into something that we can all agree on.
Incidentally, if there's any producers listening who have some free time in the next couple of months, like, please get in touch.
That was a shame.
It's a plea. It's a shameful plea.